Monday night, Dvar Halacha, Orli Yutes Adar. So yesterday we talked about that the Chiyuv Bedika, in a certain sense, is Chal within 30 days of Pesach. Now the Gemara actually ties that in to the Din of, the Gemara ties it in with the Din of Shailim. The Gemara says Shailim Vidorshin. The Shulchan Aruch drops the Vidorshin. That's talked about. Shailim Bilchus Pesach Chedim LePesach Shloshim Yom. And there's a question, a famous question of the Beis Yosef, not as famous as the Hanukkah question, but it's also a very famous question with just about as many answers. And that is that there's also a din that Moshe Tikkun Hemli Yisrael, Lios Darshin, Behilchus on Pesach, Alochus of Pesach, Hilchus Chag Bechag, Hilchus Pesach Bepesach, Hilchus Atzeres Batzeres. So are these two din in one din? Is it the same din? Why do you need both? Do you have both? Do you need both? And the Beis Yosef asked this question. This is called the Beis Yosef's question on Pesach. And the Beis Yosef gives three terutzim. The first is that there's no absolute chiyuv to learn 30 days before the halachas. It just means if you're in the Beis Medrash and they used to ask questions. So the one that asks Be'inyan Pesach gets kedima. If two people say, Rav, can I ask you a quick question? So the one that has the question about Pesach comes first. So it's more ke'inyan. Okay, and the other two terutzim is that Pesach, you need 30 days because there's so many dinim. And the third terutz is that it's tafka Pesach because it really, it's a gemara that somehow ties the din of Shailim V'Darshan with the idea of getting the korban ready, and you have to have a korban, and you have to check it for mumen, and all of Klal Yisrael has to do this. So it's like a hisorus to start getting ready for Pesach from the perspective of the korban, but it remains a chiyuv even when there's no korban. But again, it's another form of the second teretz, which is the Stavka Pesach, and this becomes a whole pilpul in the achronim whether the 30 days is a chiyuv on every yomtiv or just Pesach, and Mishabura brings in all the shittas. And whether there's Bechlal Achiyav or just the first teretz of the Beis Yosef, and the bottom, or it's a Chiyav on the Rav to teach it, or that's the Shabbos HaGadol Drasha is supposed to be that, v'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. This is all kinds of pulling back and forth. The bottom line of the Mishnah Brura is what you're listening to now, which is, when we come, there's two bottom lines. There's a bottom line in the Mishnah Brura, and the bottom line in the Bir Halacha. The bottom line in the Mishnah Brura is that if we call Makom, meaning after everything is said and done and all the dust settles, mitzvah l'chalechad lasos bilchos pesach shloshim yom kodem. Everyone has a responsibility to learn on whatever level they learn it, right? They can learn Tur Beis Yosef, they can learn Mishnah Brura, they can learn Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We'll be learning Hilchos Pesach. It's already past the 30 days, but the mitzvah is the whole 30 days. To learn, every individual has to learn Hilchos Pesach Kodem. V'chein b'chag atzmo. And there's also a din to learn it on the Yom Tiv. That's maybe Mitzad Mikra Kodesh. It could be it's coming from a different place. It's not necessarily in order to know what to do, not necessarily, but it's part of the general din, like reading in the Torah and talking about the Yom Tiv on the Yom Tiv. That's the bottom line of the Mishnah Brura, that both Chiyuvim exist. There's a bottom line in the Bir Halacha, that very long Bir Halacha, Mefalpel, and all the different Svaris about this din, and his bottom line is that al koponim bebeis hamedrash bechaburos, learning groups in the beis medrash, bevada yesh chiyuv ulmot shloshim yom kodim af l'divrei ha-Yerushalmi. That certainly, if there's learning groups in the beis medrash, so groups should be formed. Group or groups should be formed to learn Hilchos Pesach. So that's will be mekayim that. I don't know about in the morning, but at night will be mekayim that at least. In the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Shir, when she goes about Pnei Moshe. So those are the two bottom lines. So everyone has to see to it on their own to have some sort of say there in learning Hilchos Pesach. Some people will have a say there in asking the Rav quick shilas. That's the That's how they will be learning Hilchos Pesach. Just to dump it on the Rav's shoulders, right? And also there's, because of Shailam Adarshan, the more Klali Din that in the Beis Medrash, where there's learning groups, so there should be groups learning it together. Okay.